And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock On, Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
All right. Good morning, anglers. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. We're in the world headquarters here overlooking the landings with expert angler and world traveler Kevin Mattson. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, good morning and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And Rick, Rick and his wife Dallas up in Northern California or Central, somewhere up there having a good time, hopefully, maybe getting some fishing in too. And Pete just landed in Montana. Hopefully he's going to have, I think he's getting a little bit of fly fishing in, fishing some trout. So hopefully he has a fun week up there. But in the world headquarters here, overlooking the landings. Awesome, isn't it, Kevin? Welcome to the show.
Oh, it's really cool. This location is as good as it gets right here, overlooking the boats. It's cool.
Right? Awesome. It's the world headquarters. You got to like it and pretty darn nice. And what's been going on in Kevin's world? I know we call you a world traveler. I mean, literally from the Amazon to, you just got back from Guadalupe.
Yeah, the Guadalupe trip was pretty cool. It was more of a white shark viewing experience than anything else.
That happens.
Yeah. I couldn't believe how thick the white sharks were. I mean, they're cool when you see them initially. You're like, wow, how cool is this? But they eat 3-4 tuna, 5 tuna. I was 0-for-8 at one point. So the novelty of it kind of wears off a little bit.
The tax man was at hand.
Oh, he was taxing us. So.
Yeah, and you were on the
I was on the XL.
On the XL, yeah. Super nice ride, nice boat. Yeah.
Great crew, great boat. And it was funny, I saw Frank walking the landing just before we left, and he's like, man, you guys are kind of in trouble at Guadalupe. You're going to be the only boat there, and sharks are going to be on you. And I'm like, yeah.
Sure enough,
they were.
Yeah, Lopresti called it.
He did.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah, that's, but you guys were able to land some nice yellowfin. And
yeah, the fishing was good. Good grade, too. A lot of that 80 to 120, and they were biting.
They're just something. I mentioned every time a Guadalupe comes up. I mean, I was thankful enough to have some for poke and sashimi from you. I mean, I thank you for that. But there's just something that's different about the quality that, that comes from that island. You know, it just, there's a, I don't know what it is, a fattier content. Definitely fattier, but don't you agree? I mean, there's just something different about the quality from that place.
Well, that forage. They have so much forage out there. You know what I mean? They got their own little world, and there's good fish there. I mean, they're, everything we caught was nice. You know, nothing small. Everything was, you know, like I said, 80 plus.
80 to 120, that's damn, damn good.
Well, bigger, too. I was hooking them on the 100-pound and getting sharked up, and they were, I don't know, 130 maybe, a little bigger.
Yeah.
And I was pulling, too. I mean, I was straightening hooks and pulling as hard as I
could. Hey, I know you. And when you say that you're straightening hooks and pulling hard,
yeah,
I know you're putting the wood to it.
Oh, I was. I was. And every time I'd get sharked up, I'd pull even harder. And then the next one, he'd be on it again. I was like, man. But, you know, it's one of those things. If we had four fish going, maybe he'd land one, maybe two. And I would just, I drew the wrong card. I was just getting bit up. But it's all right, man. Take a break, sit down, recollect, get back on the rail.
And get bit again.
And get bit again, yeah.
Yeah. And hopefully be one of the few that gets it to the boat at that point in time.
Well, those long-range trips are always like a roller coaster, you know what I mean? You might do good one day, next day you do bad, so you kind of just keep it even keel.
It's kind of nice, though, having the having that open. It was, you know, shut down for some time, and I know it's a little bit extra to fish it, but it's such a magical, just a beautiful destination. You know, for us, leaving the San Diego landings and being able to fish Guadalupe, there's just something cool about it. You know, I mean, sharks aside, and when your car doesn't come up so properly, kind of like yours happened, it's still, I mean, you'd sign up to go again tomorrow.
I was all about it.
Yeah. I mean, you'd be back on a trip going now.
I'm
going
to be.
Yeah. You know, like we see the Shogun. We see the Shogun unloaded this morning. I saw the crew from Fisherman's Processing. I'm sure they're getting loaded up.
Well, I'm looking forward to going back.
Yeah.
I've already paid my taxes, so I feel like, you know, I might go, you know, 5 for 5 or something like that.
Yeah. And when's your next? I know you do several multi-days a year.
Yeah, I got I've got an 8-day in October coming up.
Just a month and a half away?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so my gear's still bundled. I'm ready to go.
Yeah? You know?
Yeah.
What boat is that going to be on?
Back on the XL.
On the XL.
Yeah. Pretty much the majority of the charters are all on the XL.
How many trips a year do you I mean, I know at least of a few you do.
Usually four. Four, yeah. Just five sometimes.
That's going to get it done.
Yeah, 4 to 16 days.
And in between that, you're fishing Baja, fishing the Amazon.
Yeah. Yeah, trying to get away from things, you know, find my own little world.
And you know, do your little thing.
Do my thing, yeah.
I know you've been on something really cool not the last few years, but hitting it harder the last few years and doing the Shore Pound and Baja calico fishing. I mean, that is something that is just near and dear to my heart, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Yeah, like fishing Central Baja, you know, camping out actually on the beach and spending 3, 4, 5 days doing just that. And it's just so brings me back to kind of my youth, but remembering someone close to our heart and close to the heart of the show here, and that's Del Marsh. Almost the same kind of thing. Yeah.
I started calico bass fishing. I mean, it was kind of like my jam when I was a kid. Catching calicos was like a big deal. Walking the bank right here and fishing the marinas and walking out to the point, you know, my dad was on the sub base over there, so I started fishing pilings and rocks. So I love the Shore Pound. The Shore Pound sounds cool. I like it. It's challenging.
Yeah.
And they're big ones.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. I mean, it's a challenge, but it's, and I know what you're about. You're about, yeah, you're about the big fish. You're about, you know, doing that end of it, but you're about, it's not only the fishing, it's the journey, you know. It's about being there and being, I don't know, just being in the elements, you know, term birds flying around and in the kelp and and that doing a Shore Pound, it's you in the elements.
It's about the adventure.
Yeah.
You know, I love the XL, great boat, great crew, food's good. I mean, it's really catered and pampered, you know, but I don't mind sleeping on a piece of plywood to have some of the best calico bass fishing in the world. You know what I mean? I kind of live for that. I mean, eating a can of beans and tuna fish and bringing the propane stove and maybe cooking up a piece of Wahoo for the guys or something. But, I mean, I could take it either way. It's the whole fishing thing.
Right. And I know you've caught some pretty decent-sized fish. I mean, I'd say 8, maybe 9-pound fish in the last year. I mean, I know you've done a few trips just in the last year with the whole COVID thing, lockdown, and being able to get down and get away and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, we went down there during the COVID thing, kind of took the long way around to get down to Baja.
Right.
And they hadn't seen many gringos, and they were like, whoa, amigo, we have not seen a gringo in so long.
Yeah.
We came down to fish and kind of, went offshore and stayed on an island and didn't see anybody and had our own little world. It was pretty cool. It was a good getaway.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. Absolutely. And then mixing in that, not only the long trips and Baja, but the Amazon thing. And I know that didn't happen this last winter, but I think you've been nearly every year for the last, 10 years or so. And that, I mean, the stuff I see you doing is just insane, like the Payara and and the peacocks. That's pretty darn cool.
Yeah, I've been fortunate. I'm very fortunate, to have those opportunities. And I look at every one of those trips like, I don't know if I'll ever go again. So I fish hard, and I fish real hard, especially like the Arapaima. That was my kind of fishing, too. That was definitely a focus technique thing, standing up in the bow and not moving, and just total boat silence, drifting along, and just one would come up and breathe, and you had to do that perfect cast, 5 feet off the end of his nose and get him to bite it. And there was a lot of it was a skill factor.
So they literally come up and breathe.
Yeah, and you kind of hunt them. So you don't want to go down the bank just pounding it because you kind of put them on alert. So what you do is you stand up in the bow with the rod just at the ready, and you just any direction they can come up. And you just try to put it off the end of their nose, and the guides are like, shh, quiet, everything just... And literally, you can't make a step, because we're in these aluminums and dugout canoes, so, everything reverberates. So you just got to...
Any little noise just kind of shocks through the water.
It's kind of like, sea bass fishing,
we
did, fishing plastics
right.
or anything. It's just total silence.
And I remember those... I mean, not to get away from the Amazon thing, but you just brought up something so cool... And fishing the Bajas, some of my really cool years. I've been doing the MC swim baits for over 25 years. And it was a couple of years into it. So we're talking 22, 24 years ago where you would take me down and we would launch a little 12-foot, was it 14, 12? I don't know. It was pretty small.
12-foot tin boat, yeah.
Yeah, 12-foot aluminum from the surf. And catching the calico and sea bass, and not just little sea bass, but 40, 50, up to 60-pound fish, and sight fishing, and just some of the most incredible years that I had doing that kind of thing through the kelp, It was pretty darn cool. So when you say stealth, and you're talking about Amazon and fishing those fish, the stealth is a big part of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of like walking the bank trout fishing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to be real quiet and worry about your shadow and the noise and all those kind of things. And same with freshwater bass. So I took that whole approach into the sea bass thing when I first started seeing them and figuring out, like I showed you with that plastic thing. When you see him coming through the kelp single file and he's on the surface, you don't point at him. You don't move. You wait until he moves away from the boat and go, okay, I got a sea bass here. He's at my 12 o'clock. He's moving left to right. Then you make that same thing like the Arapaima. You got to make that perfect initial flip, put it off the end of his nose, and convert. It's converting the opportunities. And
in the Amazon, you're throwing a topwater?
No, that was a glider.
A glide bait?
Yeah, I was getting them on the glide. I was getting them on the depths 250. I kind of
that's insane. That's a big, for anybody that doesn't know, I mean, what is that, like a 10-inch?
I don't know, what, 8-inch baits, something like that?
Eight to 10-inch baits.
But I've been throwing them for largemouths for a while, so I kind of got the feel for them. And that was one of those, and straight braid, basically, on 80-pound.
Yeah.
So I was fishing like 80 to 80, little fluorocarbon leader. It's just converting things, you know what I mean? Like you see one approach, and you just, like I'm a crossover guy, fish calico bass, largemouth, so I've always kind of looked at it from both perspectives.
Right. That's kind of a good way to do it. I know the sea bass thing is a like an ounce and a half lead head and a 6-inch swim bait. I mean, it's a kind of an all around get them kind of lure. It's not weedless. It's not. But when you're sight fishing, you're able to pick your lane and make those short 40, 50-foot casts and put it on their nose and get it done. So you don't have to worry about the weedless factor because you're fishing so short range and doing it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, once the whole kelp cutter thing came in, you know, that was a game changer. Before that, it was...
Being Spectra with the short fluorocarbon leader.
Exactly, yeah. Well, it was initially, you know, I started with 20-pound and just got cornholed, breaking fish off. And then I'm like, you know what, I'm going to go to 30 mono, and then breaking fish off on 30, then I went to 40. You know, then I was doing the 105 trips back on the qualifier 105 at Guadalupe, kind of when the whole Spectra to mono thing came on.
Yeah.
And I remember the first time I tied it up to go fish Baja, literally my first cast with the lead head.
I mean, period, I'll say this. Power Pro, the Spectra end of it, Power Pro has completely changed our sport fishing world in the last 15, 18 years. I mean, it literally turned it completely over to an awesome deal, like you're talking about the kelp cutter rig, you know? It's changed everything.
It's a nonstop evolution, you know that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, everything changes. It's kind of like us going from the lead head.
Right.
And then when, you know, the weedless came out, and I remember when he took me down here, and he go like, hey, check this out. When he first came out with it and threw it, and I was like, well, that's cool. And I didn't see the potential until we went out and fished Point Loma and smashed them. And then I went, oh, my God. You can't fish it wrong.
That's true.
Fish it wrong. You can throw it anywhere.
Yeah.
You can throw it on heavy string.
And you know what's crazy is getting into some of the skiff trips and stuff like we did on the Qualifier 105 and the Shogun and having fun doing that. I've been getting messages from Jeff Mariani down at Cedros. Man, he is just getting them. You know, yesterday he himself had over 100 fish on the weedless. And there was a few days before that he was at Chester's and the group had over 400 fish, Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that is Chester's.
Chester's is cool. That whole stretch right down on the Punta Eugenia.
Yeah.
We drifted down that thing back in the day in the skiff trips. Oh, my God, that whole stretch is unbelievable.
I know it. I know. It's pretty darn special to our heart. Hey, as you can hear, we have an absolute fun show ahead of us. I mean, everything from fishing Guadalupe to fishing the Amazon to freshwater bass to fishing calico bass and exploring the Baja even, you know, just having a great time. We're going to have an absolute fun time for the next 2 hours. We want you to join us. The callers, the listeners, really make the show. The number, if you want to call in, is 213-432-1090. Check this out. We're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. I mean, how much cooler does it get than that, right? They've had some awesome fishing here of late. You know, actually, this whole summer, it's been very, very good. But a nice... mix of offshore action. I know the islands have been producing some awesome yellowtail fishing. So one lucky caller is going to get that option to win in a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. You could also text the show. Send your text. We'll read them. I'll try to get to a majority of them. I know there's some awesome ones that come in. Just make sure you leave your name and where you're from. You can do that text through the app. It's a free download, super easy to do. I know that's the way I listen to a lot of my shows and when I'm working and listen to the app that way. Hey, we're going to have an absolute fun time in here with Kevin Mattson for the next 2 hours. Please join us. 213-432-1090. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the Zesty Vodka Mule, or the Spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping celebrate Searcher's 50th anniversary. Our 2021 schedule is available now with more limited load trips. Searcher has a great crew, fantastic food, a family atmosphere to make your fishing adventure complete. Book your trip online at SearcherSportFishing.com. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. Or call Celia at 619-226-2403.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app. And going to spend the next couple hours in here with Kevin Mattson, done it all from Amazon to just got back from Guadalupe on the XL. And Shore Pound and Calicos, loves calico fishing too, and freshwater bass. I mean, the list is long. And again, you want to give us a shout, 213-432-1090. That's the number here at Let's Talk Hookup. Give us a shout. We're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. Or you can text the show via the app. Go to the app, send us a text. I'll get those and read some of them as we go through the show. Just remember, please leave your name and where you're from, and it makes it much easier to read them. I appreciate that. And with that being said, let's jump into the lines, Kevin. They're starting to load up. They all want their chance to talk to you, and not only that, but win a trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. Let's talk to Bob. Bob calling from Lakeside. Good morning, Bob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Kevin and Corey.
Hey, how's it going, Bob?
Good. I've been following you for a long time. Believe it or not, Shannon Smith, your friend, is actually my manager at Federal Express.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've known Shannon forever.
Small world.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. A small, small world. Hey, I've been following you for a long time, and then, those trips with the Arapaimas just stunned me.
But, oh, the Arapaima.
Your recent pictures, yeah. And the pictures that you posted just recently with the Guadalupe and yellowfin, and how many of them you didn't get up in one piece is fascinating. We're going on a trip in November, eight day on the Searcher. And what methods are you fishing those yellowfin? And is there any way to, you know, like, I don't know, you really can't horse them in, but I mean, all you can do is just
you have to horse them in. You got to lean on them. I was started out with 50, so I was fishing 50 pound, and you know I was getting sharked up on 50, and I'm thinking, okay, I got to pull a little harder. So I went to 60, and they're biting that 60 pound good, like a 3-0 hook, and shoulder hooking them or butt hooking them, and getting bit good on that, and still getting sharked up. And then I went to 100 with a 9-0, and I was getting hooked up on the heart. They were cutting the heart out of some of the fish that were sharked up, and Every heart I put down, I was getting bit. I hooked 4 on the 100. And
isn't that crazy?
Yeah, they were biting it good. Jeez. I mean, just when it got out of sight, I was walking it up the side of the boat, and pitching it off and walking it down, just kind of stripping. By the time I made it to the corner, I was bit. And I was leaning on them with that, too, and I still was getting sharked. I think it's just a matter of having a few boats there and kind of
spreading them out.
Yeah. Spreading them out. And then fishing the heaviest line you can get away with. If they're biting 100, fish 100. You know, if they're biting 60, fish 60. Just kind of assess the situation. But they were biting pretty good on this last trip. They're boiling in the corner. I mean, if you could actually make a cast, you'd get bit as soon as it hit the water.
That's crazy.
Wow.
When you said you're going, Bob?
Yeah, I'm going on an 8-day on the Searcher, November 8th through the 16th.
Nice. Yeah, it should be a great time of the year for sure. Should be perfect, right?
Bring your yo-yo stuff. Yeah. We're getting some good yellows on the yo-yo, too.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Wahoo. That's actually my bucket list fish.
Nice. Bring the bomb. Straight tide.
I got a buttload of them.
There you go.
There you go.
All right,
Bob. Thanks, well, Kevin. We appreciate you calling in today. We appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. And, Kevin, the Wahoo thing brings up something in my mind that you have the absolute hands-down coolest footage of. And I've talked about it on the show a couple times in the last handful of years. You have footage of trolling, is it a marauder?
Marauder.
Okay,
yeah.
A marauder where they are literally, you have a wahoo hooked, you have a camera within like 4 feet of the lure, and you can actually watch. You can tell me how many times, I don't know. That it went from the front hook to the back hook with the wahoo shaking back and forth, and it literally, it was hooked on the front hook, shaking around, got hooked on the back hook with the front hook loose. And that thing went back and forth like 4 or 5 times at least, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was watching some of the footage with the largemouth bass, like on the 250, where I could see, I was frame by framing it with the GoPro and watching them shake. And you could see the lure hang up on the split rings on the 250. So I just put double split rings on there to kind of like change the leverage. And it's almost the same thing with Wahoo. You got to keep the line tight. But even if you keep it tight, they're still jumping from the front hook to the back hook.
Kevin, it was on the troll.
Yeah.
So you have pressure. I mean, think about it. You've got the pressure of the boat pulling.
Yeah.
There is no slack.
Exactly.
And that fish, literally, you've got to post that up. That footage is absolutely incredible. Is that something you can put up after the show?
It should be online somewhere under the Water Wolf because they had that initial footage that I had. I guess that was the first footage they'd ever had of something like that.
Yeah.
And I put it on the bomb, too, which was even cooler because when I had it first tied up on the bomb, guys were looking at me like, you know, Wahoo's not going to bite that with that big camera hanging off with the cable and this. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give it a go. And it got bit. I mean, that trip was pretty good Wahoo fishing, though. But that was cool.
So if somebody listening to this wants to search that out, what's the best route? Because, I mean, it's a must-see kind of footage.
Probably Google, like, Water Wolf, Wahoo footage, you know, something like that. It's one of their main videos that they have about. It's pretty cool.
And that's stuff that you did.
Yeah. And the whole thing with the Wahoo, people always go, oh, they come from the side and they do this and that. They come from every angle. A lot of times they'll come up from behind it, and you could see them put their eyeball on it. They're going so fast, they could zip up to it, put their eyeball on it. You could see their eyeball rotating as he looks it over.
That is crazy.
And turn off where when you get two or three in a rat pack, kind of like fishing yellows on the jig or something, you get that rat pack and they're leapfrogging
each other. And the competition factor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Calico bass, same thing.
Hey, whether it's largemouth, calico, wahoo, it's all the same. Hey, we've got Pete on the line. All the way from Montana. Good morning, Pete.
Nice.
Hey, good morning, Corey. Good morning, Kevin. Great show, man. Kevin, you're an awesome guest.
Thanks.
Really enjoying here. I got to get one of those water wolves, man. That sounds like a cool deal.
Yeah, it's quite the eye-opener, man. I saw a lot on there that you just – when I first brought it in the galley, everybody's crowded around, and it just blew everybody's mind. It was just home.
And you just hook it up right up to a GoPro?
It's like an inline, Pete. They're really thin. They're like a small mag light, almost like a like quadruple Sharpie all bundled up. So like four Sharpies bundled up and maybe like 2 inches longer. And so you'll tie off to one end, and then the other end is a camera pointing long ways. Yeah, it's pretty darn cool. He's got incredible footage from it.
You got to change
from anywhere, really.
Change that rigging. You got to rig it with cable. That's the main thing. The stock stuff breaks. It's not made for long range, so rig that thing up with cable and zip tie it.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Well, thanks for the tip. I'll have to check that out for sure. But, I'm up at Paul and Miriam Lepore's beautiful home here in the Bitterroot Valley of Montana, overlooking the Bitterroot River here, and that's absolutely stunning here. The only way to describe it, no smoke, crystal clear skies, really nice flying up yesterday, you know, of course, crossing the whole Sierras, it was just like a smoke pit there, really sad light look. But once you got kind of north of that, really no smoke. So here I flew in right into Missoula, and we're about 30 minutes north, or excuse me, south of Missoula. And Paul picked me up from the airport yesterday at 3 o'clock, and we headed straight for the river and put our waders on and boots and caught some nice small browns and small rainbows on dry flies on a small river. And we're kind of hunting out. We're going to go to a different river today. That's the thing about this area is that there's just rivers everywhere. But the cool thing about Montana is not only just the beauty and the sights here, but the fact that you can fish so many rivers. Now, the waters are low on the major rivers, so the major rivers have been fishing a little slow, but there's still a lot of fish, and there's potential for big fishing. But the other cool thing about Montana is, you know how when you fish the Sierra, you're fishing these little tiny flies like 18s and 20s and 22s? No, you're fishing like 10s and 12s and 14s here. I mean, big flies that an old guy like me can actually see when you're drifting them down the river. So it's very, very different life up here, and absolutely beautiful. We woke up here this morning, and there's a deer that just walked by, a nice little spike just walked like 50 feet away from me here. There's turkeys everywhere. There's like 40 turkeys when I woke up this morning and looked out my window. There's 40 turkeys in his yard. And, yeah, it's a pretty spectacular place up here. And I know that the Montana people don't want any more Californians up here, but I can tell you this is a pretty special place here in Montana. So I just wanted to kind of give you the quick report from Montana number one, and then number two to just tell you how grateful I am for you guys being there, so I can go come and do this field research today. And keep on with the great show; it sounds fantastic. And keep it up.
That's awesome, Pete. It sounds like like an awesome place to be, and hopefully you're having fun with Paul and his wife, and I'm sure they're going to show you a good time. It sounds like it's already off to a good start.
Oh, yeah. After yesterday, just, you know, a couple hours on the river. We're going to spend most of the day on the river today and then tomorrow, and then I actually fly out on Wednesday afternoon, so we're even going to get some more in on Wednesday morning. So we're going to get a lot of fishing in here while I'm taking advantage of the full Montana experience here with the Lepores. So
it sounds like a great time, Pete. It sounds like a beautiful time. Can't wait to hear the stories, too.
You bet. All right. Well, hey, continue the great show. Again, Kevin, great guest. Thanks for being in. And Corey, very grateful for you doing a fantastic job. And I'll continue listening. And Paul and I are sitting here at his dining room table watching the deer go by and listening to the show. So we'll continue doing that.
Sounds great, Pete. Sounds like a beautiful time. And we've got Mr. John Ireland on hold, too, Pete. So we'll go straight from Montana all the way to the most beautiful place in Baja, Pete. All right. And that being said, John, good morning. Like I said, the most beautiful place in all of Baja, Rancho Llanero. Good morning.
Good morning, Corey. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Well, we're waiting on our hurricane, Nora. It's hugging the mainland right now.
But yeah, it almost looked like it was diverting more to the east, and almost you were going to be on the calmer side of the whole event, it looked like, huh?
Well, hopefully. You know, our worst-case scenario normally is when these storms get up into the Sea of Cortez. The water temp right now is 88 degrees inside by us, and that really pumps them up when they get in there in the Cortez, Gulf of California. So we're really lucky that it's pulled out to the east. It's hugging the coast of the mainland now and kind of bumping its way up. It's just probably pretty close to just right off us right now, and we haven't experienced any rain yet, light winds, so we've got our fingers crossed. We really do. It's not of as big a storm as over on the east coast. My gosh, that Ida has blown 150, and Nora is bumping along about 75, about half of that. So I'm pretty hopeful that we won't get any damage, and we'll weather this one, to dodge another bullet. This time of year is not my favorite time of year, for sure, Corey.
Yeah,
sure.
I know. Hopefully, hopefully it stays to the west there. And it looks like it's supposed to go up to the west and go up through Hermosillo and in the mainland. So hopefully you're spared. Hopefully it brings you just enough water to green everything up, John.
Well, we are expecting rain, and we need the water. You know, hopefully it doesn't come down in buckets like it's known to do. But overall, I think we're going to be okay. My guess would be, you know, I've been watching these things for 4 years, is it's going to bust into the mainland and break up on the mainland further on here. I don't think it's going to stay in the Cortez. I could be wrong, but that would be my guess. And my guess would be that we're going to get, we haven't gotten any rain yet, but we're going to get some and some light winds. And so I'll let you guys know. In fact, I'm on the show next week, so I'll come up with some stories for you.
Oh, yeah, that's great. That's great. But, John, one thing that always comes to my mind when you mention Rancho Leonero and I hear your name, John Ireland, it's just thinking about that awesome rooster fishing
exactly.
From the beach. And that, I mean, has that stuff still been happening?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I was getting ready to do my report here. Yeah, we've been catching big rooster fish.
Nice.
So, I'd say we have a dozen close to between 60 and 80 pounds this year, or this week, pardon me, not this year.
Wow.
This year we probably have 100 or so at least. Big ones, you know, it's all about the bait. The smaller fish are taking the sardine. So if you can get some caballitos or some mullet, some lisa, then you really tie into the bigger fish. The bigger fish are kind of not in the shallow, shallow water like they have been in the past. They're on the first drop off normally, you know, and they're no more than 20 or 30 feet depth of water. But they're not hugging the beach like they have in past years. So. But loads of them around, yeah, for sure. And we had another good week of rooster fish. You know, the rooster fish are real consistent. It's one of our go-to fish, you know, and normally consistent through this time of year, actually through our whole season. So we're lucky to have the rooster. You know, we've got yellowfin bite has been real good as well. Off of Rincon, right there at the Pomo Park boundary, they're drift fishing and sardine mostly and picking up loads of tuna. Normally, they're 4 or 5 per boat, but these are quality fish from 20 to 60 pounds. Some real, real nice
man,
fish.
Beautiful.
Yeah, coming out of that park, it's pretty amazing. And they're solitary fish. You know, they're not schooling fish, but they're real, real good tuna bite now. All the boats are coming in, cleaning tables full of nice yellowfin. On the bottom, you know, they're right off of Punta Colorado. It's real shallow off of Punta Colorado. It's about 5 miles right off the front, and it's still in only about 30, 35 feet of water, and then it tumbles into some real deep water. And right on that ledge, they're bottom fishing, and they're picking up whopper amberjack. You know, this year, honestly, I can 15 or 20 in the over 70 pounds. We had one this week, 88.8 pounds.
Wow.
Great, good one.
Great big one. And what they're doing is they're biting on the chunk skipjack, loads of skipjack around them, like always. And they're catching a few of them and then chunking them up and dropping that to the bottom. And the big amberjack and the big pargo. We had a couple pargos in the 40, 50-pound range as well this week. Nice-sized pargo. And then loads of pompano down there, too, both gaff-tail and African pompano. There's just gobs of them, as many as you want. So fishing has been pretty darn good, you guys. Oh, marlin, I got to talk about the marlin. As usual, striped marlin, loads of striped marlin. The bites moved south. Normally they're right off of La Rivera, off the front of the hotel, and they're down in that same area off the lighthouse. That seems to be the hot area this past week. From the lighthouse down to Fraley's, outside the park boundary on the outer edge of the park boundary, they're picking up loads and loads of stripers in particular, mixed with sails and a few blues, but they're releasing, people that are targeting are releasing 2 or 3 per day, no problem, lots of stripers. So pretty good fishing, you guys, pretty good.
This sounds like actually an awesome time, John, and there's still room for people to come down, and I know we're getting to that time of the year where the weather's just going to get beautiful, cooler nights, and those are coming soon. You still have room for people?
Yeah, that's October, and, you know, the fishing's real good these coming months. September and October are really our best fishing months. October's particularly nice because the air's cooling off. The water's still real warm and holding the big fish, but the weather's getting a little bit nicer, the outside temp. And right now we're having about, it's about in the 90s right now. It's been pretty warm this past week. It really has. But it's that's the time of year, and the warmer the air and the water, the better the fishing. So it comes with the territory.
Yeah, it kind of does. Well, we definitely appreciate the report, John. Always awesome hearing from you. And the most beautiful place in all of southern Baja, and that's Rancho Leonero. Appreciate the awesome report, John.
Thank you, Miguel. Well, you know, I want to be Pete Gray and go to all these exciting
right?
places.
Right? I know it. We got to throw a little sand his way, right? I know it's just a beautiful time for sure. I know it. Him talking about fishing with Paul up in Montana just sounds, well, I'd almost say like as good as it gets, but fishing in Rancho Leonero sounds even better to me, man.
I thought he was up in Alaska last week, you know.
You don't have to think. You're actually right. He was. Yeah, he was at Queen Charlotte Lodge there, and they actually had a very, very fun time and some big king salmon. And I know nothing compared to the trout he's catching now, but definitely appreciate the report, John.
You got it. I'll give you my phone number. It's 800-646-2252 or rancholeonero.com.
All right, and look forward to you being on the show next week.
Sure, we'll see you next week, Corey. Thanks,
okay.
Amigo.
Okay, John, and we've got Jeff Flowers on hold. We've got an actual Cedra's report coming. I can't wait to hear this when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and a Mightier 1090.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your tile shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Tile Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Tile Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure medium blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust, San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
All right. Talking all this inshore fishing and freshwater, calico bass, nothing better than that Tranks for me, man. A Tranks 200, 300, my go-to reels, and fishing the local calicos, throwing a small 5-inch weedless on the Gamakatsu 7-odd, and that is by far the 200 Tranks high gear. I like the HG 50-pound Power Pro to a 50-pound, 40-50-pound leader will work perfect. But fishing the calicos with that 300, Kevin, going total like Cedro style, 300 Tranks with the high gearing, 80-pound Power Pro, like minimal 65, 80-pound, with no joke, an 80-pound leader, wouldn't you say?
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, that's kind of the go-to right there, the 80-pound leader and minimal 60. You try to tell guys about that. But definitely that 200, 300 Tranks, my go-to inshore reels. You can find them at your local Shimano dealers. Check Shimano.com. Get them at your local dealer.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fit. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including Overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090, and got Kevin Mattson in studio, and we do have one open line. They have been jammed. One open line at 213-432-1090. That's your chance to win a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. One lucky caller there. Or you can join us via the app. Go to the app and send us a text, and we'll be reading those. I know there's a few good ones I've got to read. And we're going to jump into the fish report, Kevin. And we've got Jeff Flowers and Brian Woolley on hold, but we'll get to Jeff in the Sadler's report. Something I do have to tell you, Gamakatsu hooks. Their circle hooks are now available in size 2 and 4, perfect for the finicky bluefin. From the Nautilus Light, the regular Nautilus, or the new Nautilus HD, having the ability to choose the right size circle hook is key. With Gamakatsu Nautilus, you have that choice and the confidence you're going to get the finest hooks made. Stock up the Gamakatsu circle hooks now at select tackle shops. As we jump into and talk to Jeff Flowers from Sadler Sport Fishing. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing awesome.
Good morning,
Jeff. Yeah, great to hear from you. Excited to hear about the awesome fishing going on down there.
Well, yeah, it's awesome. But I tell you, listening to Kevin talking about the Seawolf camera, and I've seen some pictures from some before, and listening to what's going on down in Guadalupe, and then listening to the Pete, you know, one of these days he'll come back to work, and John
right,
talking about
exactly.
Yeah, John, bunch of that water wolf footage. Bunch of that water wolf footage was from Cedros, one of the skiff trips, and
yeah.
I've got some pretty good stuff. Yeah, try to get you some.
I'm gonna have to get some from you because that stuff's pretty awesome.
It's pretty cool.
So, but down at the island, things are great. We're open for business, which is awesome. You know, we didn't have to shut down any further for any other reasons. And fish are biting. They're biting down at the south end. There's the couple of spots out there, the 4 and the 5, that seem to be producing. Wasn't wide open fishing, but you pick at it, and you catch some bonito, and you catch a few barracuda, and then lo and behold, there comes a nice pack of yellowtail trying to eat the paint off the bottom of the ponca. So
man,
calicos were crazy when we were down there a couple weeks ago, and they're still biting. It seemed like the fish size actually they got a little bigger. And Corey, I got to be honest with you, man, I'm still struggling trying to fish that slug. So I think I need to go back down there again and take a professional and you show me how you do that thing.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time. I heard you talking about that on last week's show. I listened, like I said, via the app, I listen during the week and while I'm working and listen to the show and just enjoy it that way. And I did. I heard you talking exactly about that. And there honestly isn't any wrong way to fish it. It's just there are times where the fish want it a particular way over a way, and it's never go wrong. Just keeping it near the structure, and the structure being the kelp or the rock or, the kelp could be down 10 feet, and you're going to smash them on it. The kelp could be up on the surface, and the weedless factor, you're going to smash them that way too, It's just
– yeah.
If the kelp's down 25 feet, yeah.
I think my problem was that it's just a pure reaction to as soon as I felt something to swing and I
so you were getting the bites. Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Fishing like you're worm fishing.
It was angler issue, it was angler fishing that was the issue, not the bait. So
And here's a key with that too, Jeff, is don't point your rod, whether you're fishing a weedless or the slug, your worst enemy. Okay. And I know it from being the worst at it. I'm not the best. I'm the worst. And learning from making the mistakes will improve your hookup ratio. And I can tell you the number one thing, if you're pointing the rod at the lure, that is your worst enemy. You actually have to hold your rod tip at a 90 degree would be great, but 45 degree to 90 degrees, somewhere in there, off to the side, so you can't swing. That will help you tremendously, okay? Because it's a hair trigger. You want to swing. I already know. You haven't even described it, but I'm already telling you because I've done it. And by holding your rod tip off to the side, you're going to be able to do nothing but give them line. You're going to be able to give them your rod tip to give them 2 feet of slack, and then set the hook like a madman. Try that one.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to have to go back down there and spend another week at it. So not a bad trip to do it, right?
All right. I know. I'm all with you.
And your Christmas tree bait just, you know, was hammering them again. You know, it was almost every cast. Funny enough that when it would hook on the outside of the jaw, there'd be 10 to 15 calicos just chomping all over that thing, trying to take it out of the elephant's mouth. So good fishing down there.
Yeah, sounds like good fishing. You've got me jonesing. Is there still, I know openings, you know, I mean, I know things were kind of tight, but openings do become available. Is there any chance to go down with Jeff Flowers and Rosie and fish Cedros?
Absolutely. Things happen. You know, we realize school's starting for a lot of people and things change. And, you know, people have a tendency sometimes to say yes, and then, you know, they have to back out for whatever reason, and we understand. So we do actually have some openings a little later in the season, which is a fantastic time to fish down there. We get the opportunity for the pelagics to come through with the yellowfin and the dorado and the wahoo on the outside of the island. So if somebody's even thinking about wanting to go, the best thing to do is to give Rosie a call, get on that list, give her an idea what time frames you're looking for, and there might even be a spot available. So we sometimes things happen. If you can go on spur of the moment, a lot of times we get last minute cancellations, and you know, we like to slide people on in. So you can reach Rosie on her cell phone. It's 619-772-7570, or you can go to the website and just make sure you're typing in cedrossportfishing.com. There's some imposters down there right now poaching names, and make sure you stay with Rosie. So the best thing to do is just give her a call.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's very much on point, Jeff, and I appreciate the awesome report. And like you said, it's a great time for the weather, you know, September into October, and it's just as good as it gets. And that number, again, if anybody wants to call Rosie.
619-772-7570.
All right. Awesome, Jeff. Can't wait to hear some slug reports. And last tip, don't point the rod at the lure. How about that? All right, I'll leave you with that. Exactly. Yes. Don't swing. All right.
Don't swing.
Okay.
Thanks,
have fun. We look forward to the next report. Thank you, Jeff. And all the way from Cedros Island, all the way up to the bass capital of the West, that would be Mr. Brian Woolley at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, Corey and Kevin. What's going on, guys?
Good morning.
How are you going?
Going really well. Anxious to hear what if you're living up to the bass capital of the West. I know it's always good.
No, we had another busy week up here. You know, we have boats, all over the place in tons of different areas this week. Here along the coast, I'll tell you, it's just the water temp. That seems to be like the funky deal this whole season has been. It's just been so unpredictable. It's been all over the place. Like 66 to 70 degrees is what we had on our stretch this week. So no real improvements there. Some calico bass action on the days when we had the sunshine along the little batches of kelp that we still have in our zone here. And, you know, that sunshine, you know, we didn't even hardly see the sun yesterday. It was just foggy and wet all day yesterday. But most of the half-day action for us this week came on the dropper loop with some nice sand bass, sheephead, and whitefish. A little further down the coast off like Camp Pendleton, barn kelp, yellowtail kelp, the bass fishing in that zone, pretty much the same as it has been in the half-day zone. Sinker rigs, I'd say, fish best this week. We did have some fish on the flyline sardines and artificial lures and stuff, but, you know, we had some good current in some zones this week. But just that water temperature has been the hard thing to overcome. Offshore this week, things slowed down a tiny bit. Actually, a considerable amount, I should say. You know, some good dorado and yellowtail earlier in our week. But as the week played out, you know, that fish on the kelp seems to have dried up. It's, you know, a lot of that did get caught up. There's still a few kelps out there with some good dorado on it, but no big scores in our counts this week like we had previous weeks. All-day trips over at Catalina a few days this week, too. Some nice shots at that yellowtail well, some of that yellowtail pushing 25 pounds, and then just, you know, the kind of the standard bass, need a barracuda action over there, some sheephead and some things like that on the days that, you know, the sea lines don't get you, you know, all bagged up. And then over at Clemente, the Gary's had more great yellowtail action for his passengers on his charter trips over there. Surface ironfish, flat bait fish, those are pretty much what was catching all his yellowtail. Mixed grade of that stuff, it's like 12 to 25 pound fish. And then he has some bluefin in his counts as well. You know, Marcus just, you know, made a shot off the island a little bit and spent some time out there in some of that good chunks of water that had been out there off the island and made a catch on some of that bluefin. So I just call it a nice mixed opportunity is what we had this last week. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, give our landing a call. Our number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us on the web at danawharf.com. And also this week, we're starting back our 10 o'clock half-day run, or 10 to 3 half-day. Typically, that says we start to roll out of our season and we don't have, you know, a whole bunch of reservations and stuff. We open that up during the week and can always on the weekend because we have our double half-day trip. So that's kind of where we're at trip-wise. Obviously, three-quarter day, all day, and things like that still in the books, too. So call and make those reservations if you want to get out on a trip with us.
Yeah, sounds like a nice variety and nice mix of things there. All being said, Brian, sounds like a good time. Everything from bass to a little bit of Dorado and good fishing out at the islands. Awesome. And then number again, if people want to come down, come join you at Dana Wharf.
Cool. Thanks, Corey. Our number here again is 949-496-5794.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, appreciate the report and look forward to next week's report. Brian, always great hearing from you.
All right, guys. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you later.
Yes, good thank deal. You very much. You know, I was sorting through the text here, Kevin, and found a really good one here about surface iron fishing. And this comes from Brandon and Santee. And Brandon and Santee's question is, do you do much surface iron fishing? And if so, can you describe your outfit? Do you like mono or power pro? And what's your favorite jig? And have you ever fished them in a different place like the Amazon or a lake? How about that? It's a good question.
Surface iron in the Amazon?
Right.
Haven't tried the Amazon, haven't done the lake thing, but I hear guys get, you know, stripers on them every now and then.
Yeah.
I kind of think it's all situational, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm fishing calico bass or shallow in the kelp, like someplace like Cedros,
yeah.
You know, I'll fish 80-pound power pro, you know, and tight drag and try to drag a 50-pound yellow away from the kelp.
So you're the using an 80-pound power pro with a short top shot?
I'll either go short top shot or straight tie, 12-turn San Diego knot.
Straight tie the 80-pound?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a kelp cutter rig?
Yeah.
You know, when they get real fickle, just drop down the line, you know, fishing the islands or something, throwing 40-pound. I like to fish the JRI stuff. I'm really into the JRI jigs. I feel like they swim consistently.
Yeah.
The JRI 3, little quicker wiggle on it, you know, for yellows. JRI 4 has kind of got a wider sweeping. I can kind of stop them and start them for calico bass. I throw, like, a flutter in there.
It's one of the kind of, let's say, affordable jigs that, like you said, you can go to the tackle shop or down to the landing here and pull one off the wall.
Oh,
and
fishermen's right here. They're pretty consistent swimmers.
80-90% chance it's going to be a swimmer. Yeah,
I love surface iron. A lot of times on the skiff trips, I would jump in the skiff basically with just my surface iron rod and not even plastic, and I'd be whacking the calico bass and hoping for that 50-pound yellow on the surface iron.
And then Brandon's question, too, is what's your favorite outfit?
I'm fishing that old Okuma blue. Cedros is what I mostly throw on them, but I've fished other stuff. I fished the Trinidad back in the day.
Is that a 10-foot?
9-footer, 9-foot Phoenix.
Okay.
Axis. But I've got a whole collection of surface iron rods. I still got my old 90Js and my 900Hs and my 900Ms and all that. I've probably got 10 surface iron rods, just various lines. And, you know, it's all application. Back in the day, you know, I'd jump on with just a surface iron rod and go fish the islands.
That's crazy. That's good stuff. Well, hey, appreciate the text, Brandon. I want to remind you the final San Diego County Ford Dealers remote broadcast next Saturday. If you want to actually get Pete on the show, it'll be next weekend at right there, El Cajon Ford. Your final chance to qualify for the big grand prize either by random draw or winning the Shimano Casting Contest. It's a trip for one on any of the available trips to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska in 2022. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing and Mission Bay, AFCO foul weather gear, Shimano rods and reels, and Maui Jim sunglasses, some of the best. There will be lots of giveaways, amazing amount of giveaways. They give away so much stuff and the raffles and the whole thing just for showing up. Check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for more rules and details. See you Saturday, September 4th at El Cajon Ford, Broadway in Maine in El Cajon. And with that being said, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hook Up. We're going to be taking more of your calls, more of your texts. We've got Gundy with an awesome surf report. I can't wait for that one when we return on the Let's Talk Hook Up app and a mightier 1090.
If you are going fishing on your trailer boat, make Summit Gasoline your first stop. Easy in and out with your trailer with almost 2 acres at the San Diego Sports Arena parking lot. Summit has what you need. Gourmet coffee, beer, ice, bait, fishing license, discount San Diego and Mission Bay live bait certificates, and the lowest price on gas. For a limited time, tell them you heard this, and you will get 100 pounds of ice free with a minimum of 35-gallon purchase. You heard right, 100 pounds of ice free. There is no better place to get your gas and load up on everything you need than Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena. Easy access to Dana or Shelter Island launch ramp. Summit caters to boats and trailers. Try them once and you'll be back. Live bait certificates at the discount, beer, coffee, food, ice, and the lowest gas prices. It's your first stop before fishing. 100 pounds of ice free with a minimum purchase. Summit Gasoline. Easy in and out with your boat and trailer and more at the San Diego Sports Arena.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
This is the wheel Southern California saltwater anglers have been waiting for. The new Shimano Torium 40 HG. From casting Wahoo bombs while long-range fishing, fishing local tuna or rockfish, the new Shimano Torium 40 HG should be part of your arsenal. With more capacity, more power, and an amazing 31 pounds of drag with Shimano's carbon drag system, nothing rivals this addition to the Torium lineup. Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters says Shimano engineered Torium for the way we fish on the West Coast. With casting gear on conventional tackle. Torium's power and fishability are rooted in its body. A rigid, all-metal Hagane body encases Torium, delivering both stiffness and impact resistance. Angler's actions are transformed directly into cranking power. Torium's S-compact body design makes it easier for anglers to control hooked fish in critical situations. The new Shimano Torium 40 HG is now available at your local Shimano dealer. Grab yours today.